This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
What's good, baby? Let's get in here. Hey. One more time for the Thursday vibe. We welcome you in here to the April 10th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borley.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Yeah, a little more slummy today.
Damn it. Damn.
For some reason, I don't mind losing to David Adelman as much as I did Michael Malone.
Oh, I would have been pissed.
I don't know why, but coming here with an attitude if they lose to Michael Malone. Instead, David Adelman gets his first win as a head coach. He did it in Sacramento. That feels okay to me. I wish it hadn't come at the expense of the Kings, but it in fact did. I don't have a lot of kicking and screaming to do about last night's game. It's tough.
I thought the same thing.
What?
No, I ain't going to do that.
Do it.
For real, I ain't going to do that. I thought it was just a loss. I thought, hey, man.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Denver was better last night. They may be better overall, but last night
I feel like they match up well. I feel like the Kings always got a really good shot anytime that they play Denver. It's not a matchup that I'm particularly afraid of. There were things in the game I didn't, you know, love, but I don't know, like, Keegan was in street clothes. Malik was in street clothes. Shake LaRavia is a rotation guy. He was in street clothes.
Yeah. Jay Crowder didn't play.
You kind of, well, damn it. You got kind of a performance that you got a useful performance from Trey Lyles. You got a useful performance from Keon Ellis. I think you got a more than useful performance from Keon Ellis. It's just, you didn't have enough.
Yeah.
I didn't think Denver played great. That's the only thing that agitates me a little bit, is I didn't think Denver was great. Thought Jokic was great. Christian Jokic Brown was good, frustrating.
Christian Brown was
Really, really frustrating. And, like, he's a good ball player. I put that more on maybe what Sacramento was doing rather than what Christian Brown was doing, but his name's on the test.
And
he gets the credit for it.
And he's played that way all year.
He's been pretty surgical good. Yesterday. Like he was surgical.
The some of the thing, and he's killed the Kings before this year too.
Right.
But some of the things that he did in that game last night, he's been doing all year long, sprinting out, you know, off of misses and getting up and down the floor.
He finds the basket.
Mm-hmm. That's his game.
But to go 10 points over your average is a little It's a little frustrating. But those guys needed to step up and do work for their new head coach, and they were able to do it. So, hey, salute. I would have loved, you know, after, and we'll talk about it later, what went on in Dallas. I would have loved for the Sacramento Kings to put the home court conversation to bed. It didn't work, and now we wait. You know, can they win one more, or can Dallas lose one more? And if they're able to, either one of those two things happen, then the Kings will host that play-in game 6 days from today.
And, you know, the Kings can lose to anyone. Like, they can lose to anyone. We've seen it a week ago, mm-hmm. multiple times this year.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose two games to not have that home game, you get what you deserve.
Because mm-hmm.
Phoenix...
And Dallas has to win both in that scenario. Right, Dallas would have to win both of them.
Right. You get what you deserve. Because I'm looking specifically to that game on Sunday night or Sunday afternoon.
Phoenix, yeah.
Come on, man.
Phoenix's season is over. Yeah. Like, they can't get into the play-in. There's no reason for Kevin Durant to probably ever play for the Phoenix Suns again.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with a lot on the line for you, if you, at worst case scenario, if you can't get that game, then you deserve to get on a plane and go to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in control of what
bring
they
some Kings do. Fans with you to start the Fire Nico chant, and you'll be just fine.
Oh man, we'll talk about that one.
Yeah, well, that was a sight to see. That's for sure.
We'll talk. Yeah, we'll talk about it. And then also, Jesse, I didn't mean to Coach K. Jesse said, "No, talk about it." And I said, "No, let me talk. Let me finish. No, shut up."
Man.
Kenny's been yelling at me all week.
Kenny got something going on. He definitely got something.
Nah, he's been yelling.
Well, the market's been bad, and for guys, the ilk of the Caraways.
Kenny was telling me about his portfolio this morning.
No, you're the one with the portfolio.
That could be millions of dollars.
Yeah. I'm still working. I'm a rookie.
There's no way you're a rookie.
I'm a rookie out
there
here.
No
man.
Way.
Come on
ain't
now.
No way.
But yeah, no, I hit him with the Coach K. Remember when Coach K? They were trying to cheer him. In his farewell speech,
yeah.
he said, no, be quiet. Let me finish. Stop.
All right, Coach K, I was just trying to have your back.
No, you grouchy-ass old man. Will you please get out of here?
Sorry for annoying you with my friendship.
Trying to cheer him on. No, stop. No, stop it.
What was Coach K's problem that day?
It wasn't that day. That's Coach K. Coach K is a crabby old man. That's what it is.
They were cheering him, and he said, shut up. Oh, man. So, yeah, no Coach K, Jesse. My bad, bro. My bad.
Well, it's too late. You already did it to him.
So I'll say what I was going to say was, and like I said, I don't want this to be the case every time.
Mm-hmm.
But I woke up, the Kings lost. Oh, man, they just didn't have it. You know what I mean? Like, man, Denver was better than them yesterday, and you just lost the game. Sometimes you lose a basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's whatever.
And, mm-hmm.
and I turn on the insiders, and it's like, that damn DeMar DeRozan. God damn it.
what do you mean?
He said he was a ball hog again yesterday. And that's one of the main reasons why they lost.
Well, I don't think that's what they said, because Kyle just said it a minute ago. I think he said he was frustrated with DeMar's I'm going to change his words a little bit. He was frustrated with DeMar's aggressiveness in the first quarter, where it was like DeMar DeRozan versus Aaron Gordon in the first quarter.
I don't even know why that's a talking point. But we got shows to do.
Well, it's because he has a job. And I get your job is to stand for DeMar DeRozan
not
no matter
to stand
what.
For DeMar DeRozan.
Like, it's, that's Kyle's opinion. It, like, let him allow him to assess the game the way he assesses it.
He can assess the game however he wants to. But every time they lose, it's DeMar DeRozan. That's the first thing we talk about.
DeMar DeRozan wasn't particularly great yesterday. Yeah. And they were -8 in the first. I think his point was they were -8 in the first quarter when he took all of those shot attempts against Aaron Gordon. And even the rest of the way.
And that's fine.
That's an assessment.
But that's fine. But Christian Brown was running up and down the court on them as well.
Yeah.
Like that.
I feel like the bulk of what he did was in the first half, too.
Yeah.
That could be wrong.
16, I think, in the first half.
In the first, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that 9 in the second.
So that I just don't understand it. Like I said, and the games weren't too much different than the last two games. That's the other thing that gets me. It's like, why is he shooting the ball so much? Look at the box scores from how he shot the other day and against Cleveland, against Detroit. That's just me. Won't bring it up. Won't bring it up no more. It's good. I just don't understand why in a loss that's where we first go to all the time.
Well,
that's just me.
Kyle will be here tomorrow. You can ask him.
Like, leave it there.
He's here and he can ask. And I don't know. I didn't hear the 10 o'clock spot. Did the show start with the Kings lost because DeMar DeRozan was too aggressive in the first quarter? And I'm not trying to be funny. I did not hear the ten o'clock.
Paraphrasing, yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
10:03. Yes.
Okay.
And I was like, damn. And like I said, it was just a shock to me because I watched the game and I thought they just lost the game. Obviously, you got to break down this. You said he's got a job. We all got a job. We got to figure out, like, hey, what's going on? You know, this offense wasn't moving or this guy didn't defend or something like that.
And the ball got moving. And again, without hearing the discussion, I could probably get you the exact number if I look close enough here. First quarter, 5 assists, so probably not that, because they wound up finishing with 25 assists, so it's not like the ball wasn't moving at some point. Mm-hmm. Again, it's one of those things where you got what you needed from Keon, you got what you needed from Trey, but you had two starters and a rotational player in street clothes.
Mm-hmm. And I also look at those two guys that, like, your two best scorers, DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine, they're jump shooters. So sometimes the jump shot is going to fall, and sometimes it's not. For DeMar, it didn't fall much at all in the first half for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach LaVine, he kind of got going a little bit later or whatever. But, you know, even towards the end of the game when they were trying to mount a comeback and it got to four or whatever, mm-hmm. LaVine took a couple jump shots.
Like, yeah, he got going late in the third.
Yeah. And the ones that he made and the ones that he missed. Like, when, okay, we're down six, we need a bucket right here, is jump shots. You got jump shooters on your team. So that's what's gonna happen a lot of the time. So I thought they just kinda lost the game. I didn't think it was in particular one reason why, outside of the obvious, they didn't make shots, but sometimes you play a team that's better on that particular night. And Denver's probably better just in general too. But yeah, that's what happens.
Okay. Well, it happens. They got the Clippers coming in. That Clippers game is massive on Friday for the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers they close out with the Golden State Warriors on Sunday. And that is now a massive game because the Warriors dropped one of their two games against the San Antonio Spurs.
Mm.
Oh, we're going to get our jokes off in a few minutes. Trust me. We hitting game winners at the Chase Center now.
Don't be celebrating now.
Man, walk your ass off the court into the locker room. But if I remember correctly, it was Spurs, Clippers. That's how the Warriors season closed, and it felt like they were potentially walking into that last game of the season in mm-hmm. driver's position. Now they're walking in the seventh spot. So there's quite a bit to break down as it pertains to.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Western Conference, the NBA put out a graphic earlier, and like I think they said 15 of the 20 spots haven't been decided yet.
It's crazy.
And I mean, there's just so much movement that can happen over the course of the next couple of days. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what the Kings have ahead of them. We'll talk about what the Dallas Mavericks have ahead of them. We'll talk about what a night it was in Dallas last night. Luka Doncic's return to Dallas. And I told Kyle Mattson, in my eyes, the babyface turn is complete.
the American nightmare.
Nothing.
The Slovenian nightmare.
Screams babyface like a quivering lip in tears. This man is he's cupping his ear. He's posing. Oh, yeah. He is babyface central right now. We'll talk about all that. Of course, the phone line's open for you as well. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line 916-909-1320. Steel and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I tried to split my attention last night between Kyle Draper and Jerry Reynolds and of course, our man Mark Jones over on ESPN. Jerry, I think I always knew this, but man, it was really jarring. Jerry has had that silver hair, that white hair, since he was like 30. You could make the argument that 81-year-old Jerry Reynolds looks younger than he's ever looked.
That's a gift too. Like, I hope I'm able like to keep a full head of hair. Like,
oh, Jerry's hair, magnificent.
Yeah,
just like terrific. But as they're, you know, they're showing him with the Budweiser and they're showing all of these clubs, like, Jerry has looked exactly the same since he entered our life.
I wish I would. I didn't get a chance to really tap in with changing the channels because I was doing some other stuff. So I was on ESPN. But I was like, man, afterwards, I was like, I didn't really get a chance to listen to the Jerry broadcast the way I wanted to. I love listening to Jerry Reynolds, man. Love his insight on the game. And like you said,
there were Michael Jordan references, Larry Bird references, everything that you would expect from Jerry Reynolds. They were there for us last night.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're allowed to say Jerry's name anymore. Cause
gotta
he's
be
getting,
careful.
Yeah,
he's Jerry redacted on the show.
Jerry, well, yeah, not that Jerry did anything wrong,
no.
But he's,
right, no,
he's being
don't get in trouble.
He's being compensated to no longer be our friend.
That's really what it is.
Sam redacted of The Athletic.
Right, Sam redacted, right.
Yeah.
But it was great to see Jerry on the broadcast last night. I just couldn't get over. I just couldn't stop laughing at that when I was watching the tribute rejoiners and buffers and all of that stuff that they did. It's just Jerry. Jerry has had that that white hair since he entered our life some 40 years ago or whatever it was.
The legend. Somebody said it. How did they phrase it? I wish I'd remembered it. But basically, like, if we're all, like, as Kings fans, we're all, like, siblings. We're all brothers in arms and stuff. Jerry's the father.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. Jerry is our guy, man. Great to see Jerry on the broadcast yesterday.
Hey, real quick, because if I'm gonna do this, it needs to happen now.
Okay.
Because it's kind of time sensitive.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. PrizePicks.com, PrizePicks app.
Okay.
They've got you covered for everything that you need as the Masters get underway today.
Wow.
Yeah. And your boy, I said I was going to do it. Oh, I've got the Masters lineup ready to go with the
NHL. I'm really uncomfortable
NHL.
With your language right now. I'm being honest.
I've got the PGA lineup going to go along with that NHL lineup. Now, the reason why it's time sensitive.
It's an all-white Wednesday. It's an all-white Thursday here on Prize Picks.
What'd you call it the other day? The white party.
It's a white party.
So these, I got to get it to the people because they're about to start this part of the lineup. Like some of them in like, I guess it's a little longer than I thought. A little more time than I thought. Like 30 minutes though. I got Bryson DeChambeau. Bryson DePant.
Good.
Was he the one that got arrested?
No, I don't think. Maybe.
No.
Who was that?
No, that was that Scheffler? That had the moment.
I thought it was.
I don't think it was DeChambeau. It was Scheffler. Yeah, it was Scheffler.
Okay. He
got
okay.
arrested. I mean, he did. That's crazy.
Hey, look, man. I'm just talking about the game of golf, man.
Oh boy.
Hole 10 through 18.
Play on.
Okay, just making sure.
Play on.
They got him at 36 shots. I'm going more for Bryson. I don't think he's going to do.
Do you actually know what you're wagering on?
Yeah. Is he going to, for a hole 10 through 18, is he going to have more than 36 shots?
To be clear, you're pushing it just a little bit. Just calm down. You're pushing it just a little bit.
That's what it is. Is he going to have more than 36 shots? I say yes, he's going to have more. So put that one down. Rory McIlroy, I know him.
Yep.
Hole 10 through 18, is he going to have 35.5 shots? I went less. Rory's going to be cooking on the backhand, back end of the first round. He's going to be cooking. Okay. All right? My boy Rory, he's going to work.
This is
35 and a half, I'm taking less.
This is humorous for so many reasons. Okay.
And then, like I said, we're crossing sports.
Okay.
Sean Monahan, is he going to win 11 face-offs? I say less.
Okay.
That's a good call right there. I like that one.
Yeah, I say less. All right? And then Jake Oettinger.
Jake the Snake Oettinger, yeah.
Is he going to have 24 and a half goalie saves? I said more. He's gonna stand on his head today.
All right. Like, really, like, no, I don't think he is. Not today. Not on D'Lo and KC. Is not as a flag.
That's what they say.
Not on D'Lo and KC. On. He's not. I'll tell you that much.
Hey man, that's what they say. That's what Barry Melrose would say.
Well, this isn't Hockey Night in America.
So I'd say 24 and a half goalie saves. Give me more. All right. I'll have the lineup posted on socials. It's going to be posted in no time because everybody's got to get their PGA lineups together. And you know, I'm going to have that for you. All right. I got that for you. The Masters started today. I got you. So download the PrizePicks app. Put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup.
Promo code W-H-I-T-E.
You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks. This guy's on fire. Run your game. Zabo. Oh, he did it again. Sorry, Miss Mac 10. Just a little late. Just a little late, Miss Mac 10. Zabo's on fire. He's got a commanding lead in the RYGL League. Or league is redundant. Or repetitive, excuse me. It's the RYGL. Zabo, the first of five. See you, Zay.
Enter the keyword pale over at Prize Picks. That's P A.
So we go put those in right now, man. It's gonna be up on socials, so you guys can get your. Because
Kenny's gonna get paid off of this. He's gonna look like
this is the one.
It's like a $10 wager. It's gonna pay off like $750.
I could be wrong, but isn't this? Well, I'll ask Damien. Is this the last grouping of the day? That's why I got to get it in right now, because I don't know if anybody's starting later.
12:26, 3:26. This got to be the last group.
Yeah. All right. So I'll get it up there.
I would get it off my TV already.
I'll get it up there for you guys. Hey, man, the goalies, that's what they do, though. When they're safe. Jesse, you watch hockey? That's what, how I or get sharks. A flag for that. You know that. You know when they stopping the goals, what do they say they doing?
I don't know. What'd you say?
They're standing on their head. That's what they're doing. That's I'm talking hockey. Don't do that. I'm talking hockey.
No respect to this
game anymore. Now yeah, we're talking hockey.
Our guy Will in the chat says, let's see if I can find his message or whatever, says, again, correct terminology. It's never mattered in this league. We don't care.
Yeah, Will. Thanks, Will. Come on, man. Go on the socials, man. The lineup will be there.
Terminology is all of a sudden important on this damn
show.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, yeah, we got integrity in this league, huh?
Jesus, man. Goodness gracious.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll set your lineups over there at Prize Picks, Prize Picks app, and all of that good stuff. The magic number is down to one for Sacramento. One win or one Dallas loss, and the Kings will have home court against the Dallas Mavericks on Wednesday. The Suns got their ass beat last night. Mm. Their season has been over, but it is officially over. They have no shot now at making the postseason. And what has to be, I think the only thing that saves Phoenix from being the most disappointed cut in 3-2-1. I think the only thing that saves Phoenix from being the most disappointing team in the league is that the Philadelphia 76ers exist. The 76ers, to me, are the most disappointing team in the league. Phoenix is close behind. I thought Philadelphia overall had a better roster. I thought the top end of their players were even a little bit better. But, nope, it's not happening for either one of those two teams. And Phoenix is out, and I have to imagine the Booker, KD, Bradley Beal experiment is over.
You mentioned it earlier. I agree with you. We probably have seen the last game Kevin Durant's ever going to play in his son's uniform.
Yeah.
We probably should. I mean, it's the only one that's kind of been quiet about it feels like, is Kevin Durant. The Phoenix Suns have, whoever's working there or leaking things or whatever, it's the worst kept secret that KD is on the move. We'll be fielding calls to move him out of there. And yeah, I don't know what you do if you're Phoenix, right? Like, because moving KD, Brian Windhorst was talking about it earlier, you're going to have to take probably less than what you think you should for Kevin Durant just to kind of move him out of there.
Well, the thing is, the market has been set for Kevin Durant, and you're not going to get there again.
No.
Like, that was the market a couple of months ago. Not the market today. And anybody familiar with what's going on in the market know that it's different. It is not the same. Yeah. Kevin Durant is Monday's market.
Can you get anything,
and it's not good.
Can you get anything good from the Knicks if you're the Suns for KD?
Yeah, probably. Like, I don't think you're not getting second round picks.
Well, I wonder, are you even getting player for player at this point? Not like as far as like as good as KD, but like, are you getting for like what is a return for KD at this point?
If I'm the Knicks.
Phoenix, I'm sure, is not getting five first round picks or four first round picks at this point.
Tell me if this is just not enough. But unprotected first, pick swap, Mitchell Robinson and Josh Hart.
Okay.
Is that too cheap?
About right? No, I think that's what you're looking at. Players of that like caliber, like Josh Hart's fantastic. He's a very good player who can start for you today.
Right.
You're not getting, I think the you're not getting Anthony Davis, right? You're not getting that star play. You're getting a combination of assets back that's going to be less than the combination of assets that were traded before for Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. And so for a long time, the Rudy Gobert deal and the Kevin Durant deal kind of loomed over superstar trades. Well, that's not the case anymore. The Rudy Gobert deal will always be like an anomaly or a mulligan, if our opinions prove to be correct on that team. And KD, I thought the KD trade at the time was fine, but now you're older. Now you have more wear and tear. Now you have less life. Like that's probably just less basketball life. Mm-hmm. It's just not the same. Like it can't live out there as a one for one the way it was before.
Yeah. And then the other aspect of it is you've got to match the salary. So, it's going to be, I think it's going to be filler, and you kind of express it too. It's going to be filler guys like that, like a Josh Hart, like a Mitchell Robinson, where you combine and they make the type of money that you're looking for, as opposed to, you mentioned Anthony Davis, just one guy that just mm-hmm. makes all the money. He's a star quality player, and you can match it up that way. I think it's going to be a combination of guys if you're Phoenix. So
Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis call it in.
Yeah, here's a kind of a footnote to that. I think you can get players of that caliber for Kevin Durant, what you just did for the New York Knicks, what Jesse just did for the Boston Celtics, if you're talking about the New York Knicks, if you're talking about the Boston Celtics, if you're talking about teams who are looking for that one small edge to win a championship, or perhaps in Boston's case, to continue to win championships. Mm-hmm. You might not get that type of return if you're dealing with, I'm just saying it's the Pelicans, right? If you might not even get that type of return if you're dealing with a team like the Los Angeles Clippers, but if you're dealing with that team who thinks we are right there on the cusp of a championship or on the cusp of another championship, and Kevin Durant is what we need, and here's how this balances out, I think you make that move. If those teams prove to be kind of I don't know if KD's the guy for us, and they kind of aren't in on this sweepstakes, and you start dealing with, kind of more of the mid-tier teams, maybe Detroit gets in on this, maybe Orlando gets it, teams like that, you're not going to get that type of return because it doesn't hit the same. Mm-hmm. You need the Josh Harts there. You need the Drew Holidays or the Kristaps Porzingis on teams like that. So you can't afford to give them up. That's where heavy draft capital comes into play. That's where, if you're one of those teams looking to acquire Kevin Durant, you hope you have like the mulligan contract mm-hmm. that you can move off and expires quickly enough to entice Phoenix. Yeah. I think that's there's probably tiers of teams that are looking at him.
Just for fun.
That have different types of offers.
Just for fun, I was trying to see something with the Kings, and I don't know if they have they obviously have the contracts, but I'm saying you're not trading. I don't think you're trading Sabonis and LaVine for Kevin Durant, right? So I was trying to find the money. I don't even think they got the money, like the contracts to match up, because the two that I put in there were DeRozan and Keegan Murray. That ends up being $31 million. And that's $20 million short of Kevin Durant. So to your point, to Jesse's point, it's going to have to be a couple of guys that make $25 million plus. Like you're not going to be able to put four $8 million guys together and get to the money because Kevin Durant making $51 million.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can't be going to the KD store with D'Lo and Jesse money. You need KC money for this.
Well, what? Facts.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wait, what's the story, Bram? The Tiffany store, I think you say?
Cartier.
Cartier store, yeah. Yeah, that's Kings can't go to the Cartier store.
No.
This guy switches every day, bro. Switches every day.
I'm telling the truth. Me and D-Lo have never been to the Cartier store.
Come on, man. It's facts. It's a broadcast journalist right there.
Man. Yo, are you finished? Are you done?
Yeah, actually, I'm going
to
go.
I'm sitting here trying to talk NBA trades, trying to figure out.
I thought his analogy was perfect. His analogy was.
That's why I'm leaving at 2
today. What's wrong with you this week?
That's why I'm leaving early today, because of you. I'm tired of it.
Is Ryan being a little more difficult than usual? You've been yelling at Jesse for 4 straight days. Now he said he won't work past 2.
He's been calling me, hey, producer, all week.
Man, I would never.
Jerry, where? Jerry.
Oh, he did it again.
God damn it.
My name is Jesse. All right, I've worked with you for the last 4 years. Nice to meet you. I'm Jesse.
Wow. Essentially just called him a little punk kid.
Do I look like Jerry Reynolds to you?
Jesse. Where did you eat last Friday for dinner?
I don't even remember, bro. Like,
I know where I ate. I ate at like a bar. Like, they got a hamburger.
I think I had maybe some In-N-Outs.
Jesse's analogy was perfect.
No.
The Kings can't shop at the Cartier store. Kevin Durant is a Cartier bracelet. You're getting served champagne to have a conversation about Kevin Durant. The security is stopping the Sacramento Kings from walking into that building.
It should be me and Jesse, not you and Jesse. Like, then when you talk about, like, oh, you got to have money like Damian to get there, not like KC, because I ain't got it like that.
Well, you hung up on the wrong things, man. Jesse was really putting an exclamation point on your point. He was like, hey, KC's right.
No, he was, but it was not accurate. The comparison wasn't accurate.
Okay, so what part wasn't accurate? No. I just, Jesse asked the question. Have you been to the Cartier store? Your answer is yes. Have I been? I haven't. Jesse, have you been?
No, I don't even.
That was literally his point.
You said the Kings don't have money to go for KD.
We are the Kings.
Yes.
We can't get into the KD store.
That's where we got a problem.
Hold on.
That's where we got a problem.
Hold on.
We are the Kings. Stop that.
How many times have you been to the Cartier store, Kenny?
3 times.
You got KD, Beal, and Booker.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know that NBA fans put Beal at the Cartier store.
Oh man, maybe ain't no
the Booker definitely, game. But they put Beal at.
I saw
Nordstrom Rack.
I saw
if you're lucky.
I saw something where there people. I don't know who feels this way, but they're saying they may have to have like a historic buyout for Bradley Beal. Because they won't be able to trade him, navigate past the no trade clause. They don't need him there, you know, next year. That would be a disaster. Just a crazy buyout. That'd be like it shouldn't be that.
If I'm Brad, I was like, yeah, you can buy me out. You're gonna buy me out the entire contract though.
It shouldn't even be that bad. Like it shouldn't be to the point where you got to do that if you're Phoenix. Sit down with that man in the offseason. If you can't make a trade, like if you're, you know, tested the waters during the trade deadline, it's like, man, trade's probably not going to happen. See if you can figure it out. Because the other thing about it is.
But he has the control. It's not just a trade not happening. It's a trade that he's okay with.
Right. Well, I'd even have a conversation with him. Like, all right, we know maybe you were being a little petty or.
I would not start the conversation like that.
Well,
if you're trying to get something done,
yeah,
I would not start the conversation.
You were being a little jackass to start, but
you are the worst general manager ever.
Well, no, because I would. Well,
how about bring him in and say sorry?
If you don't mean it. Like, if you're trying to trade him, it wouldn't be sorry. And that's the conversation I have. I know things got a little petty.
I know you were being a little jerk.
I know things got a little petty, but what do you want to do? Do you want to stay here? Do you want to be traded? Because if you want to be traded, we can work on some stuff, but you got to also work. It can't be just everything, no trade, no. Like, we could trade you. Or if you want to be here, we made some mistakes. You know, well, Coach Bud made some mistakes. That's how they put it.
Or former Coach Bud.
Coach Bud made some mistakes.
Yeah.
We'll keep you here. Let's get on the same page. Let's work together.
Okay.
But I don't think, because I think people – in a vacuum, talk about Bill. It's like he's just unplayable.
Yeah, that's crazy. Brad's a good basketball
player. Yeah, he's still cool. Is he
I don't think Brad fits on this team. Yeah, he doesn't fit on this team.
Yeah, that all can be true, but you can still have some good moments on the court with Bradley Beal on your roster and playing minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would start by saying, what do you want to do, Brad? If you want to stay, let's work on what we can do to stay or make this happen.
But you also were being a little jerk, so.
Well, and look, I would tell him, I'd be like, you're being petty. Then I understand it because Coach Bud, no,
of course, because it was his idea.
You know, he was doing all that.
Yep.
Then I understand it.
That's right.
He's gone now.
Yep.
And now
we threw his ass out of here for you, Brad. That guy sucks.
Let's throw him under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't there no more.
You know, do what you got to do.
So Phoenix's situation is, it's ugly, man.
It's fascinating.
Chad Hale's not being very nice today. Stephen Brown, Bradley Beal is Ross.
Now, see, that's just disrespectful.
No, that's not true. Damn.
Brad is offer up.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
Shout out Payless. Beal at Payless.
This is terrible. You guys are
Bradley Beal definitely, Timu.
Why? This stuff is just wrong. It's not okay.
I don't think Brad's that. I think Brad needs the perfect setting. Not even the perfect setting. He needs a better setting.
This setting has been trash.
Yeah, it has.
Like, don't put that, not you, I'm just saying. Don't put that on Bradley Beal. This is garbage.
What if he became a Sacramento King that one time?
When we reported that he would waive his no-trade clause to come here?
Do we know what they were offering for Bradley Beal?
The Kings, I don't think that was a thing.
The wording was he would be willing, but he'd be concerned they'd have to give up.
I don't think it ever got past, hey, would Brad be interested in coming here? Brad saying yes, and that kind of being why that so quickly made its way to us.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I think he was traded before the end of that day, wasn't he? I think he was traded that same day.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. The game is weird. We'll come back. Let's go to Dallas before we go to San Francisco.
Okay.
We'll talk about the night. I mean, obviously, that's who the Sacramento Kings are going to play one way or another 6 days from today in the play-in tournament with Phoenix being eliminated. We'll talk about the night that they had, the night that the Lakers had, the night that Luka Doncic had, and why the babyface turn is complete. He is stone cold Luka Doncic now. Next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Man, what a night it was. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line open for you, by the way, 916-909-1320. You want to talk Kings, you want to talk basketball, you want to talk about whatever, man, we got you. Man, it was quite the sight when that video tribute started airing in Dallas yesterday. And Casey and I kind of stopped what we were doing, started watching it, and they get that ISO shot, Luka's sitting there by himself, and before the video starts to air, he looks down at one of the Lakers' attendants and says, hey, give me a towel. And that video starts, and he is instantly emotional.
Yeah.
Like, not just eyes watering and tears dropping. It is lip quivering. It is, you know, face into that towel. Like, he was feeling some type of way. And I think we both felt, I don't want to say we were emotional, but I think we both felt a certain way about it. And I know for me, I was like, God, I forget. He was 18 years old when he got there. He's essentially a kid. And, you know, he had spent, you know, however many years it's been at this point with the one place in this country that he called a home. Mm-hmm. That was tough.
He was supposed to have a statue together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There was never a scenario over the last 8 years or whatever it's been that we thought the Mavericks would be playing basketball without Luka Doncic.
Right. Everybody thought he'd be there for his career,
mm-hmm.
or at the very least, the vast majority of his career.
Yeah. He'd be a Dwayne Wade move at the end,
right.
Like when the Chicago move or whatever,
right.
Like, but not this.
I You know, Luka, I'm not a big fan of Luka. I'm a fan of, like, the production he has, or I recognize the production he has. But the way he goes about playing the game or the way he moves, I'm not, like, a huge Luka fan. But I felt bad for him. Mm-hmm. I felt bad for him in that moment, like, seeing him on that bench being emotional. Yes, he's probably, you know, in a what he deems is a better situation, or, you know, better for him or whatever. But it was already known, but it was a reminder in that moment that he did not want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
He never wanted to leave there. He loved it there.
Mm-hmm.
They had love for him. And that was a little bit of the human element of the game of sports, mm-hmm. right? Where, you know, you can love it somewhere. You can be embraced by the fans and be embraced by the city and the community for X amount of years. In the second they tell you got to go,
mm-hmm.
the organization, then you got to go. And I don't want to be over dramatic with it, but it was, like, tough to watch. Like, I felt bad for him.
Absolutely.
Night, you know, having to face those emotions.
Absolutely.
With the tribute video and everything. And then seeing all those memories and the people. I don't know who those people were. I don't know if it was Maverick staffers or just random offices around the Dallas area.
Who were hugging him.
Well, no.
The tribute. Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, that was tough.
Yeah.
That was tough for him, I can imagine.
Yeah, it definitely was. And he hugs LeBron. They break. And I thought, man, he's going to go out there and score 7 points. And he didn't.
No.
31 in the first half. 31 in the first half, and he took all of that. He took all of that energy. He took all of that hurt, anger, frustration. He took all of that, and he walked on to the place that he's best.
Yeah.
That's the basketball floor.
He is box office.
Mm.
He is absolutely box office. Mm-hmm. He's not a guy that maybe looks the part all the time, does the preparation to be in the best shape or anything like that. Like, I think he does do what I'm about to say, but who knows if he even watches tape or studies or anything. Like, he might not do any of that. But when he gets on that basketball court,
mm-hmm.
and when them lights turn on, there aren't many better.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the greatest we've ever seen when them lights are on. And that's something that you can't quantify, like you can't prepare for, you can't regulate or legislate, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we're going to move on from him, or he's not good because he's out of shape. You just can't. Because
mm-hmm.
when them lights are on, he's damn near the same every time. And those lights turned on last night, and he took it to the Dallas Mavericks.
Man, and that crowd at American Airlines Arena, or Center Arena? Is it the same in Miami and Dallas?
No, they are different. The AAC, I think it's...
American Airlines Center.
In Miami.
Loved every second.
They did.
Every second of it. They love home court advantage in the plane. Psh, I don't care. Whatever. We're here to cheer our guy. Mm-hmm. We're here to cheer Luka Doncic. And perhaps equally as importantly, we're here to boo the guy who's standing over there in the tunnel. And for 4 straight quarters, they let Nico have it. You're about to say something stupid. I know it. You just took that deep sigh. You're about to say something ridiculous. Go ahead.
I don't know if it's ridiculous. It's just not. It's just fans doing what they can do. Voice
mm-hmm.
their displeasure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not. That's what they can. They have no legislation over the moves that are made or nothing like that. What they can do is voice it on sports radio, voice it in mm-hmm. the
arenas Thank God.
And stuff like that. Voice it on social media, right? I did feel some type of way about all these people saying fire this man. I don't know what it is. And I'm not perfect. I'm sure if we go through the archives, I've said somebody needs to be fired. I've also said a number of different times, like when NBA coaches or, you know, players get fired, it's not the same as me or you getting fired. These guys are walking away with life-changing money when they get fired. So it's, I don't have the same, come on, don't do that at somebody's job. Don't say that. Like, I don't necessarily feel that way, but I don't know. I just felt some type of way seeing all these people talk about fire this man.
Okay.
It, like I said, I'm not saying it's wrong or anything. I was just like, all right, man, like, all right. Like, you may disagree with it and you may have your reasons, but we don't know the whole story. And he did what he felt was best for the organization.
There is a very, very consistent discussion that the owners didn't want to pay that. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to pay Luka that $300 million contract. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's just Luka or if they don't want to pay anybody a $300 million contract. These are brand new owners. This is not Mark Cuban. Mm-hmm. We don't know the way that these people tick. They don't even have experience in basketball. They don't have experience in professional sports. They could just look at it as no professional athlete deserves $300 million. We're not paying him $300 million. Mm-hmm. So there is there's the story that Nico quietly reached out to Rob Pelinka on his own and set up this deal for Anthony Davis because he thought it was best for the basketball team and their defense and pairing Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving. That's a story that has been written out there. And that does it, there could the people who have written that story probably believe that that's the story. Mm-hmm. There are other stories that the owner or the person in charge now is not on board with paying Luka Doncic $300 million, and Nico was tasked with the guy who had to make the move. Oh, yeah. And I don't – maybe there's some semblance of truth to both, and I'm not sure. I did say to my barber this morning because we were watching
looking
those
fresh,
clips.
By the way. Looking fresh.
Yeah, thank you. My man is cold. Okay, so you fire Nico. This Luka's not coming back. Like, you can't undo this. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of the pound of flesh thing. Mm. I want my retaliation. And I understand fans are mad, and I understand voicing your displeasure because some of you probably bought season tickets with the expectations that you were going to see Luka Doncic for years. Mm-hmm. Now, if you bought season tickets as a Sacramento Kings fan thinking you were going to see De'Aaron Fox for the next 10 years, that's not paying attention to the NBA. Mm-hmm. De'Aaron and Luka are not on the same level. Right. There's a handful of guys like Luka, four, maybe, in the entire league that are Luka Doncic levels. And, yeah, fans are frustrated. I bought my season tickets for next year thinking I was going to see Luka Doncic. It's $40,000 or whatever season tickets cost. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. I get being angry about it. Not just frustrated for your sports team, not just passionate about the Dallas Mavericks. I understand the emotion of anger in this situation.
I do, too. Like I said, I'm just...
And you might not know who the right person to direct it at is. Like, the owner's not there. The owner walked to his seat after the game, and he got booed. Mm-hmm. Loudly. He got booed. So they might not even know that guy's name. Right. Hell, I don't even think he's the owner. He's the guy that the owners tapped with being in charge of the team. Mm-hmm. He's not the actual owner. The owner are the Adelsons, the casino people.
Right.
They tasked this, I think it's Dumont guy, in charge of running the basketball operations.
Right. And once again, even with that, like you just laid out, he may have to answer to somebody.
Right.
Nico, this guy, both would have been like, man, we love Luka. We want to keep him here. Mm-hmm. And their bosses said, we're not paying him that.
That's right. Yeah.
So figure out what else you're going to do.
Yeah.
But we're not paying him that. And it's, like I said, people do what they want to do. Guys, you know, fans, it's part of the game. It's part of the game. The game is the game. Nico, you're going to be an NBA GM. You're going to be the face of something. Something that goes wrong, they're going to boo you. They're going to talk about your job or whatever. I just, 20,000 people, all this, fire Nico. That man ain't do nothing to nobody. He did his job, according to what we know. He didn't do nothing to nobody. It just, like I said, and I'm not even saying don't do it or people are wrong for it. I'm just saying I felt some type of way. I don't think I would partake in something like that. Like I said, man, he ain't hurt nobody. He ain't do nothing wrong. And you want that man fired. Or you chant that he needs to be fired.
People get fired for doing their job poorly. Mm-hmm. Right? And those people feel like he did his job poorly.
Or he did his job perfectly.
But we don't know yet.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know. But in the moment right now, they're hurt.
I understand.
Like, they're hurt.
And that's also, like what you just said, is also just the thing I think about. Like I said, I'm not trying to police nobody. I want to be perfectly clear. But we don't know if he did his job perfectly or poorly. But we'll go towards he did it poorly. Even though we don't know. You know, does that make sense? Like, we don't know, but let's err on he was bad. Because his job might have been to trade Luka. That might have been his job. Mm-hmm. You may think his job is to do something else. You may think his job was to get second rounders and build this championship and go get another Derek Lively or something. You may think that's his job, but the people who hire him said, your job is to move on from this guy so we don't have to pay him $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
And he, if that's what his job is, he did his job.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.